I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is November 10th, 2012. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic, an email spammer that many of you are probably familiar with, Eugene Delgadio. In real life, he is a county supervisor in Virginia. He calls himself the president of an organization called Public Advocate of the United States. This organization has been designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. The title of his email, Dear Pro-Family American. And now it begins. The radical homosexuals infiltrating the United States Congress have a plan. Indoctrinate an entire generation of American children with pro-homosexual propaganda and eliminate traditional values from American society. Eugene, that sounds familiar. Now I remember. During the Civil War, the Confederacy said the same thing about the North. Indoctrinate an entire generation of Americans with pro-freedom propaganda and eliminate slavery from American society. His email continues. Their ultimate dream is to create a new America based on sexual promiscuity in which the values you and I cherish are long forgotten. Eugene, if the values that you cherish include abstinence eased by daily masturbation, then yes, I would like to see your values long forgotten. He wrote, I hate to admit it, but if they pass the deceptively named Student Non-Discrimination Act, that's exactly what they'll do. Eugene, if the act prevents discrimination, why is it deceptively named? He said, better named the Homosexual Classrooms Act. Its chief advocate in Congress is Representative Jared Polis, himself an open homosexual and radical activist. See, Eugene? Even the slimiest members of society, congressmen, are progressing socially, while people like you remain mired in the dark ages. He wrote, and it's dangerously close to becoming the law of the land. House Bill 998 already has 157 co-sponsors in the House. And Senate Bill 555 already has 37 co-sponsors in the Senate. Eugene, your God was pretty clear about his feelings on homosexuality. What's really interesting, Eugene, is that nearly everyone in Congress is Christian. It sounds like humans are finally beginning to lose their fear of his threats and starting to do what they feel is right. Eugene continues, that's why I need you to act quickly, right away, to protect our nation's youth. I have prepared the official Protect Our Children's Innocence petition to Congress for you to sign. Please click here to sign it right away so I can rush it to the Capitol with thousands more. You and I must defeat this disastrous legislation. Eugene, calm down. Go change your diaper and come back after you've freshened up and gotten yourself back under control. He wrote, you see, the Homosexual Classrooms Act contains a laundry list of anti-family provisions that will, and now he lists what the provisions will do. First, require schools to teach appalling homosexual acts so homosexual students don't feel singled out during already explicit sex ed classes. Eugene, perhaps you could give an example of a sex act that is specific only to homosexuals. Since you can't, then it is unlikely that schools can teach anything new to the students. His next provision, the act will spin impressionable students in a whirlwind of sexual confusion and misinformation. Even peer pressure to experiment with the homosexual lifestyle. Eugene, if students want to experiment, how is that any of your business? Now, if they wanted to experiment with biblical commands such as stoning or burning other students at the stake, then I would agree that we have a problem. The next provision, exempt homosexual students from punishment for propositioning, harassing, or even sexually assaulting their classmates as part of their specially protected right to freedom of self-expression. Eugene, you are quite the fruit ball, aren't you? Who would believe that sexual assault would be exempted from punishment? Now you are simply lying. The next provision. Force private and even religious schools to teach a pro-homosexual curriculum and purge any reference to religion if a student claims it creates a hostile learning environment for homosexual students. Eugene, let's read your statement in reverse from your point of view and see how it sounds. Force private and religious schools to teach an anti-homosexual curriculum and include all religious references that create a hostile learning environment for gay students. That would include the punishment of stoning. Eugene, only the most sadistic members of our society would agree that your position is better. He wrote, and that's just the beginning of the homosexual lobby's radical agenda. In fact, it will set them up to ram through their entire perverted vision for a homosexual America. Eugene, a homosexual America? Eugene, let me guess. When you were a young Boy Scout on a camping trip, another older boy followed you behind the tents and touched your peepee. Is that what this is all about, Eugene? He continues, my friend, I'm sure I don't have to tell you this is not a fight we can afford to lose. Eugene, don't ever call me friend. I am your worst nightmare, a modern human who fears neither you nor your invisible ghost. And whether you can afford it or not, this is a fight you are losing. Check the polls, Eugene. The fight is not going your way. In 2012, for the first time in American history, the majority of its citizens favored allowing homosexual marriage. Stay in the dark ages if you want, Eugene. Maybe your grandchildren will be able to catch up. It's a sure bet you won't. Now he writes, that's why Public Advocate is leading the fight against this immoral legislation. This is a battle for the survival of American values, and the fact is, there's no time to waste. Eugene, I can remember another battle for American values. It was called the Civil War. You lost that one, Eugene, and you're losing this one, too. He wrote, the Homosexual Classrooms Act will turn America's schools into indoctrination centers and its classrooms into social laboratories, and they're dangerously close to ramming their perversity into law. See, Eugene? Even you admit the tide is turning. Now he writes, that's why I need your generous contribution. In addition to your signed Protect Our Children's Innocence petition, will you contribute $250, $100, $50, or even just $35 right away? Eugene, no. He continues, and every dollar counts in this fight, so even if you can only chip in $10 or $20, it will make a difference. Eugene, how much of that money do you get to keep? He wrote, unfortunately, this agenda is nothing new. In fact, other countries like Britain are already experimenting with this kind of legislation, such as mandating public schools inject pro-homosexual content into every aspect of education. Word problems in math classes are now to include homosexual characters. History classes will document the civil rights struggle against the oppressive pro-family establishment. And it's even started to infiltrate our state governments. Eugene, what's ironic is that you refer to homosexual men as fairy men, when in fact, it's ghost worshippers like you who believe in angels, devils, and ghosts who should be called ferrymen. He wrote, in California, lawmakers want to require schools to portray lesbians, homosexuals, transsexuals as positive role models to children in all public schools. Eugene, whether or not they are role models is based on what they have accomplished, not who they screw. Eugene said, sexual deviance being held up as models of virtue? If that makes you as sick as it makes me, you simply must join me in this battle for America's children. Actually, Eugene, homosexuals don't make me sick, but you do. He wrote, please sign the Protect Our Children's Innocence petition to Congress and then send a generous contribution right away. And if all that wasn't enough to convince you that action must be taken immediately, there's more. Many say that there will always be private schools and traditional homeschool families to teach traditional values to the next generation. But the truth is, this radical agenda is not restricted to public schools. Kevin Jennings, while acting as Obama's Safe Schools Czar, clearly stated that every school, public, private, or parochial, has an obligation to teach a pro-homosexual curriculum. Jennings even denounced school choice programs as very dangerous because they make it much harder to impose the homosexual agenda on our kids. Jennings' ultimate goal is for all curriculum in every grade to be infused with a pro-homosexual slant. Traditional values will be squashed and demonized as old-fashioned or out of date, or even as bigotry. Eugene, bingo. He continues, please sign the Protect Our Children's Innocence petition to Congress I've prepared for you right away. And along with your petition, would you please send a generous contribution of $250, $100, $50, or even just $35? And every dollar counts in this fight, so even if you can only chip in $10 or $20, it will make a difference. Eugene, did you just cut and paste your plea for money? I think you did. He signs it, sincerely, Eugene Delgadio. P.S. Please sign the Protect Our Children's Innocence petition to Congress I've enclosed. And please, along with your petition, would you please send a generous contribution of $250, $100, $50, or even just $35 right away? And every dollar counts in this fight, so even if you can only chip in $10 or $20, it will make a difference. Damn, Eugene, you are one very annoying little con artist. Does begging for money over and over really work? Eugene, I went to your website, and to me, you look pretty old. You are using up resources that those children that you are so concerned about will need in order to survive. Let's all hope that nature takes its course sooner rather than later. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, secondhand smoking damages memory. According to new research, non-smokers who live with or spend time with smokers are damaging their memory. This is the first study to explore the relationship between exposure to other people's smoke and everyday memory problems. Researchers compared a group of current smokers with two groups of non-smokers. The non-smokers were divided into those who were regularly exposed to secondhand smoke and those who were not. Those exposed to secondhand smoke either lived with smokers or spent time with smokers, for example, in a designated smoking area, and reported being exposed to secondhand smoke for an average of 25 hours a week for an average of 4.5 years. The three groups were tested on time-based memory, which is remembering to carry out an activity after some time, and event-based memory, which refers to memory for future intentions and activities. Researchers found that the non-smokers who had been exposed to secondhand smoke forgot almost 20% more in the memory tests than non-smokers who were not exposed. However, both groups outperformed the current smokers who forgot 30% more than those who were not exposed to secondhand smoking. According to recent reports by the World Health Organization, Exposure to secondhand smoke can have serious consequences on the health of people who have never smoked themselves, but who are exposed to other people's tobacco smoke. These findings suggest that the deficits associated with secondhand smoke exposure extend to everyday cognitive function as well. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Robert Todd Carroll, born in 1945, he is 67 years old. Robert Carroll is an American writer and retired philosophy professor. He has written several books and achieved notability by publishing The Skeptic's Dictionary online in 1994. And now for the quote from Robert Carroll. When I see or hear of anyone murdering strangers because they believe such acts please their God, I consider not only the idea, but the one holding such an idea, to be unworthy of any sympathetic consideration. How anyone could come up with the idea that an almighty being would be pleased by causing as much misery as possible escapes my imagination. Such a person also escapes my capacity for mercy.
Are you ready, Bruce?